On Florida International University Week, information on when to reopen after a pandemic can be tricky. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nassar U. Ahmed, Associate Professor of Epidemiology, explores what the data says.
When it is safe for a country to reopen after pandemic lockdown, countries have been grappling with this question for past 2 years. To complicate matters, public health recommendations are not easily available. Recommendations are available about how to reopen, but there isn't much information on when. We gathered a group of experts to develop a data-driven tool to assist countries in making decisions about when to reopen. Result was the large-scale reopening index. Any country, province, or large area can use this index, but we think it is particularly valuable for developing countries and other countries classified as low resource. Countries with strong economy generally have centralized healthcare systems and have important information at their fingertips that can help them to decide if they should reopen, for example, number of hospital beds or ICU statistics. Resource-limited countries do not have this centralized system, nor do they have ways to access this data. That's where our index comes in. Countries only need two crucial data points to use it: daily COVID-19 infection rate and daily recovery rate. When daily infection rate and daily recovery rates are equal, that's a crucial point in the process. If the infection rate continues to fall, then countries may be able to safely reopen in about 3 weeks. We have released an online toolkit to help public health officials across the world. They can plug in their data and get response from on the spot. It's simple and feasible, a data-driven decision-making process.
That was Nassar U. Ahmed of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.